semi-final, how much relief is it to know that you've now reached the final and you're one win away from the Junior Grand Slam?
Yeah, like, at the moment I feel tired after the match, but I hope tomorrow will be fine. I'm feeling good, like, but still like a little bit scary now to play final Grand Slam. It's a bit different between Futures level and Grand Slam level, especially Junior, like, the first time. So.
And what do you expect against Hall?
I don't know him well, I never played against him before, but he's a good player. Good defense, good attacking, like, not bad serve, so good forehand. So I think, I guess, it'll be a good match tomorrow.
Can I just ask you, congratulations, yes, first
thanks.
Of all. I'm Italian. Did you ever play in Italy?
Yes, I played in Italy, grade A, in Milan.
Milan?
Yes, Milan.
In Bonfiglio?
Yes,
Bonfiglio. What did you do?
Last year I won it.
And you won the tournament?
Yes, I won the tournament.
Under 18?
Yes.
Okay.
And before, like 2013, I was playing some Italian tournament. There was a series of tournaments like Prato,
Santa Croce,
and then Milano.
You played also Florence or not?
Florence once. Yes, I played
Florence, yes.
Once.
Okay, and what is the background of your family? I mean, what your father is your coach?
Yes, father is my coach, but now I'm traveling with
the Croatian.
Yes, with the Croatian guy, he's coaching me too. So we're working like a kind of couple. When I'm at home, father helps me. When I'm out, then I'm with this guy, Marin. Mm.
Yeah, so when did you start traveling around to play juniors or young kids?
I think I started at 12 years old.
12 years old?
Yes.
To travel outside of Russia?
Yes, outside of Russia. Maybe 13.
Uh-huh.
To Finland and somewhere like around countries to tennis Europe tournament, some like 12 or under 14, I don't remember exactly.
Uh-huh. And Podolsk is how far from Moscow?
It's like 20 kilometers from Moscow, it's not so far.
Okay. And you always practice in Podolsk or in Podolsk?
At the moment I'm not practicing there because I don't have time actually, I always practice in Croatia.
So you live in Croatia?
I don't live in Croatia, I just like rent apartment then and then...
Where, Zagreb or...?
Split.
Split.
Practice there and that's it. In Podolsk just sometimes, maybe when I have a... between the tournaments rest, then I'm at home and just hitting like sometimes at my academy.
Mm-hmm. So, and you start... You start to play at what time? How old you were when you started?
The first time I take the racket, I was four years old. And professional tennis, I start more like around 12 years old. I start professional practice, and before I was just like for myself.
Sure. And how? Who were your idols? So you were looking to who? Safin or?
No, I like the more Djokovic, I don't know why.
Just
I like his game so much.
Uh-huh. And who else?
Hmm?
Somebody else? Only Djokovic?
Most is Djokovic.
Okay. I saw you playing a little bit tonight. And I saw that you play many times the double hand backhand, but also you're very good in doing slice one hand backhand. So you started... You always played with both two hands and one hand, or
no? When I was young, my father tried to teach me with the one hand backhand because he was playing with this and he knows this feeling.
Yeah.
But I tried, I don't know how long, and then I said like, sorry, father, but I cannot play it. Stop for me.
Okay.
And I decided for two hand backhand.
When did you start with two?
With the two, maybe it's seven, something like this, six, seven. Like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And your father was a good player?
He doesn't tell me so much about his like career, but he was very good. He was in top 10 of USSR, what I know.
Top 10.
But then he
what time? When there was Metrovelli, Likachov, those people?
I don't know.
Okay, Lisa, I leave you to the colleague. Thank